Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, seriously, I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, because that's what you got to be fully engaged. You has to have the clue. All right? I mean, really that simple. Because, again, as I keep pounding home, and I do it on purpose, you need to have the real facts and not what comes across your Twitter feed. You need to have the real facts and not just what your uncle's cousin's aunt told you. Excuse me, aunt told you. All right? It's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The high school that suspended those kids for, carrying the flag out. Yeah, they reinstated them. I love stories like that. You know, because the reality is that they look stupid. They look extremely stupid. This happened in a school district in Ohio. And the kids did it on September 11th. So who told them? You know, it was really funny. Here in California, on Cinco de Mayo, kids are allowed to wear, what was it called? They can wear a Mexican flag. They can wear, Mexican garb honoring Mexico. I didn't grow up as a Mexican, so I don't know how real or not real this is, but I've been told that the holiday really isn't a holiday at all. I don't know. Again, just putting it out there. And here you go. You can't wear an American flag on that day. Kids have gotten in trouble for it. Last I checked, we were in these United States of America. So why wouldn't you be allowed to wear the American flag? Now, I know some of my old-time vets, I know you get mad at me when I say that. They're going to send me emails and, Joe, that's not proper flag etiquette. You're not supposed to be wearing the flag, wrapping it around you. I get that, guys. I really do. And I really don't mean to be disrespectful. But if people are wearing it because they just love this country so much, it's not the flag. It's a replica of the flag. I just say it. I mean, if we're wrong, I'm sorry. Anyway, Bentley's father was a firefighter. Is a firefighter. I don't want to say was. Right? But the officials say the boys weren't given permission. And the Little Miami Local School Board, this is in Ohio, by the way, said in a statement that the administrators must act when students break the rules. I mean, funny how outrageous they can be, or outraged they can be, right? When they don't like what it is. When it comes to, you know, holding up the values of this country. When it comes to that, and they get outraged, they're willing to speak out about it. But nothing else. Okay, just interesting, that's all. So the note I got was that the school district was inundated with phone calls. This is what I keep telling you guys. Inundate your school board. Inundate your district offices with phone calls, emails. Drive there. Hand them the note yourself. No violence. Let them know you're watching, you're listening, you're paying attention, and it's an election year. We'd thin you guys out in a heartbeat. Right? That simple. You know, seriously, think about something. If those football players, those kids, had gone out on the field and burned an American flag, do you think they would get suspended? No, somebody would have said, well, that's their right to freedom of speech. You know it. They would have been respected. They would have been held up in high esteem. All kinds of stuff. And the district wouldn't have said a word about it. Some districts said, "Well, we wish they had chosen another form in which to, by which to speak out." But this is within their rights. A guy from Chicago said that he's a former police officer. He said the thin blue line flags were created to honor the country's fallen officers. It goes back to the 1950s. It was wrong to punish the boys for putting a flag up. Now, some of these schools, some of these teachers in these schools, and you've seen them, you've seen the pictures, I can vouch for the fact that it actually does happen. The teachers will have BLM flags behind their head. Right? They'll have, not just BLM flags, they'll have the gay and lesbian flag, the rainbow flag. Right? They'll have a transgender flag. They'll have all these flags behind them on the wall, and that's okay. They can remove and not have the American flag there. Kid can't have a thin blue or a thin red line flag. How is that okay? How is that fair? Now, they're doing it every single day, right? If you look at these different sports all over the place, refusing to honor the flag, and all of a sudden, that's their right. So, I don't know. I look at this stuff and I go, you can tell exactly where it's going and where they're trying to push us. Who they're willing to support and who they're not willing to support. And the fact that, you know, these kids are heroes. Even though they got to know, they were willing to step out and do what they believe to be, from the heart, do what they believe to be correct and right. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's what you should be teaching your kids to do. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. After the break, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. Is it going to be President Harris? That should have just, you should have just sent this chill right up your spine. Right? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, whether it's on the air and in the, you know, the chat room and texting, tweeting. And I mean that sincerely, being part of the conversation. You have to be part of the conversation. It's really the only way you become part of the solution, frankly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. This guy scared the bejesus out of me today. I saw this email come across my desk, and the email says something about a President Harris. I was like, whoa, wait, what? Not happening. Anyway, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. And I think, Dr. Lamar, were you just trying to get, so I would have to take my heart medication or something like that, you know, get the heart pumping here or what? What's the deal?
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't be more struck by the news items yesterday and today. Last night, Kamala Harris was making a speech in Arizona trying to get people to support her, and she talked about, you know, how good it was going to be when they got elected, if they got elected. And she said, quote, "A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as President of the United States," and then she went on. And I said, "A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as the President of the United States." So are they planning to have a Harris administration and then Joe Biden is just the if you will, the statue that stands in front of the White House as the president, but he's not really the president? And so people thought, well, maybe she just had a slip-up, you know, Freudian slip or some other type of mistake. But then today, Joe Biden is in Tampa, Florida, also campaigning for a few minutes out of the basement. And what does he say? Well, he's talking about military spouses and blah, blah, blah. And then he says a Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch this effort to do whatever it was he said they're going to do. A Harris-Biden administration. That means he's thinking it. They're both thinking it at almost the same time and letting it out publicly. So they weren't guarded enough. They just it just slipped out. So that makes me think back at headquarters or Joe's basement whenever they get together. They're talking about how Harris is going to run the country in the Harris-Biden administration, and Biden is going to be the figurehead. Or maybe he'll be the former president, and they'll declare the 25th Amendment active, and she becomes president because he's got dementia. We don't know what their plans are, but it sounds like this is too coincidental. The idea, two mistakes in a row, split apart by Biden and Harris, both making one mistake each. Well, these are either the two biggest mistakes they could have made or two Freudian slips, because that's what they're talking about back at the office.
All right, now I got to ask you the question of the hour, though. Did you include, can you or did you include that in your modeling? I can't imagine there's any way that this team takes it in any way, shape, manner, you know, I mean, no way that Harris is going to, go ahead.
Well, Biden's not going to win, so she's not going to have the chance of being acting president and then president. They have no way of him winning. He is behind probably by 5% nationally, even though the polls say he's up by 7% or 3%. Guess what? They're just as wrong as the polls were wrong in 2016. And they're not going to admit it. By the way, they keep talking about Trump won't accept the results. He's going to accept them fine because he's going to win. The ones who aren't going to accept it is Biden and Harris. They're going to be the ones who say, oh, no, no, the Russians interfered, or whatever they want to say.
Well, they've already decided who the winner is. You know, I mean, they're picking their team and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving this.
Well, they're pretty foolish to do it.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm concerned. Not that I don't believe the president's going to win, because I do. But I truly am concerned when you look at the legal teams that the Dems are putting together. You look at the stuff that's being said by Hillary and others about, you know, don't concede the night of. This is not healthy. This is not good. This is not the way this democracy has run for eons, has it?
Right. Well, you want to talk about those presidential scenarios? That was my article a week ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got a chance to talk on air about it, because I have talked about it a lot around the country.
Go ahead.
But let's talk about the other options and what can happen and why I think President Trump is still going to win. Okay, so let's say Trump wins in a landslide and Dr. Lamiro is right, okay? And let's say that happens, but Biden, like Hillary Clinton taking her advice, is going to say, I'm not conceding. I'm going to wait for every last vote to be counted, and we know that there are going to be some last-minute ballots that are going to come in. We know it because we're printing them. Or whatever their plans are, I don't know.
No, you're right.
But let's just say he says, I'm not conceding. I want every last vote to come in from every direction. And, of course, in California, that's what happens. A week later, lots of votes come in. I'll give you an example. The 21st Congressional District used to be, years ago, a Republican seat. Three-time Republican ran in 2018. He was ahead 7% on Election Day. 3 weeks later, after they counted last-minute arriving votes, guess what happened?
Hmm.
The Republican lost after three terms of winning, and all of a sudden the other guy, the Democrat, got elected by 832 votes 3 weeks later. And he's the one who's sitting in Congress now. So those votes mysteriously appeared in the Republican district and caused the Democrats to win. Joe Biden may be counting on that, and they may actually be thinking of doing things that are not up and up. That can happen. Well, let's say it does happen. Let's say Biden concedes, or let's say doesn't concede, and let's say he doesn't have enough mail-in ballots. And so he decides to sue Trump in court and basically demand the Secretary of State of several battleground states litigate the election. He's got 600 lawyers he's hired, and he may want to litigate, and suppose he did. Well, it'll go through the court system, and eventually it'll go into the Supreme Court. When it hits the Supreme Court, we've got a little problem. The problem is Justice Roberts. We've got four liberals who are always liberal on every issue. They'll go the way of Biden. The other four are very conservative. They'll go the way of Trump. The question is, what will Chief Justice Roberts do in a 4-4 tie, because the Chief Justice is the last one to vote, and he has to break a 4-4 tie. We don't know what he's going to do, but lately he's been going with the liberals, and that's not good.
Right.
So it's possible something will go to the Supreme Court. It's also possible that because of litigation in any of the battleground states, or even litigation to the Supreme Court, that not all electoral votes will be determined by the deadline. What is the constitutional legal definition of a deadline?
Yep.
I guess we'll do it after the break.
Yep. Keep them in suspense and bring them back. Go get your coffee, people. Come on back. You got a lot to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters are saying Hurricane Sally will bring historic flooding.
The Category 1 storm is expected to reach the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. They say the storm is moving slowly, so it's hard to predict where it will make landfall.
We have encouraged those individuals that are in low-lying areas to please move north. Please go find a family member or friends to stay with, so that we don't put our emergency first responders in harm's way.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says people in the coastal areas and along Mobile Bay have to evacuate.
My fellow Alabamians, Hurricane Sally is not to be taken for granted.
Hurricane warnings stretch from Mississippi to Florida. 20 inches of rain is expected near the coast. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and
we are back.
Like
you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, people, do me a favor. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Okay? It's, for me, it's really that simple. Because if you just spew out what you get on, what is it, the Twitter feed or any of those, you're no different than those people that you can't stand, that you make fun of. So don't get caught up in the last Twitter thing you heard or the last Twitter feed you heard or what have you. Get information, get knowledge, and that's why, you know, I bring on the experts, because I frankly, you guys already know it. I don't have a clue. I bring on people that do. I'm just like you. The only difference is I have a microphone. I get paid to sit here and talk. I look up stuff. I have to do a little bit of studying or what have you. But you can do the same thing. Wouldn't kill you on certain issues. But Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with us. And you know what? The funny thing about it, today, I wasn't even thinking about him until I saw what he sent out. Is there going to be a President Harris, basically? So I said, all right, got to get him on. We got to talk about this. So, listen, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time, Dr. Lomero.
You bet. So I'll pick it up right where I left off.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Before we went to the break, and that is, I'm not worried about losing it in the Supreme Court, because chances are Trump will get reelected. But even if that does get the Supreme Court, there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is, what happens if all the votes that Donald Trump won in the landslide never make it to the Supreme Court? You see, there is a deadline for the Electoral College. This year, it's December 14th. The rule is, according to law, the Electoral College meets at 12 noon in the respective state capitals on the first Monday following the second Wednesday in December. I looked it up. That this year it's December 14th. Now, if, for example, let's say Florida is in contention, they can't make up their mind, they're battling it out in the state courts, they battle it in the Supreme Court, but nobody gets a resolution in time. Maybe the Supreme Court ties and Chief Justice Roberts won't give them an answer. He lets it tie, which means it goes back down to the lower courts and they keep fighting. Well, suppose Florida doesn't vote. by December 14th. What happens? Well, guess what? They just lost their electoral votes because you've got a 12 noon deadline in the respective state capitals of every state. So, what happens then? Well, the Electoral College does not give somebody 270 electoral votes. And by the way, one other scenario is it's such a close election, which I don't think it will be, it's a 269-269 tie, meaning the 538 are completely down the middle, 269-269. It has the same effect. There's no president elected by the Electoral College. So if not enough states vote, or even a bunch of states don't vote, so that there's not enough to give one person their victory, then guess what? It goes to the House. And you say, oh, the House, that's Democrat. That's going to vote for Biden. No, doesn't work that way. The first thing you got to realize is that it's not the current House. It's the House that is elected in November. And it's whoever gets seated on January 3rd at 12 noon in 2021. That House votes for president. Now you say, well, suppose it stays Democrat. Well, I think it's going to be Republican. But let's say it stays Democrat. As of today, each House state delegation gets only one vote for president. And it turns out there are 26 states that are controlled by Republicans. That's some of those smaller states. There's 23 states controlled by Democrats. And there's one state that's tied. Any state that ties gets no vote for president. And the other states, it's by state delegation. So take, for example, our good friend California. 53 Congress people in there, most of them Democrats, by the way. Guess what? They get one vote for president. Wyoming, that state to the north of me, with the huge amount of space, Jackson Hole and, you know, things like that, Yosemite. Not Yosemite, the other park. But anyway, Wyoming has one Republican congressperson. Guess what? They get one vote. So, if you look at the House, chances are it'll either be as Republican as today, more likely it'll be more Republican, and it'll be about 28 delegations, state delegations that'll vote for Trump in January, and there'll be about 21 that vote for Democrats, and there'll be one abstaining because they're tied. So that's what happens if it goes to the House. Now, suppose the House, for some really strange reason, mixes up the people, and the delegations come out 25 Republican, 25 Democrats. What happens if the House ties House when they vote for president? It could happen. Rare. I don't think it'll happen this year. What happens is there is no president. And as soon as that is determined that there's no House president, they didn't pick a president, then the Senate gets to pick from the vice presidential candidates a vice president. In this case, the Senate, which is Republican, and I think will be a little bit more Republican in January, will pick the vice president of the United States. That would be, in this case, Mike Pence. Now, if the Senate picks a vice president and the House never picked a president, guess what happens? The vice president immediately takes the office of president, and we would have President Mike Pence. And my question to Mike Pence is, what are you going to do with Trump if you become the president? And doesn't have a job. So that's up to Mike Pence. But I don't think it'll come to that because I think the House will vote Republican if the Electoral College doesn't. But I really think the Electoral College will. And I also think Trump will win in a landslide, and it's going to be such a big landslide, Biden's not even going to bother to contest, although he may.
So, all right, with all of that said, you and I almost went down this road a couple of times before, which was if you know, we know they're going to cheat. I'm sorry. I'm just going to put it out there. We know they're going to play games.
Yeah.
I think that's a gimme. Okay. I mean, when you look at the numbers, how much could they possibly cheat by? You started this with me one night and we ran out of time, but, I mean, could they cheat enough to take this thing?
If it were a very close election, it's possible they could do it. It's highly unlikely. For example, they've been saying, oh, Pennsylvania is ahead for Biden. That's baloney. Not. They said, sometimes some people say it's close. That's baloney. It's not. Do you know, since the last election, the state of Pennsylvania has registered 198,000 yep. new Republican voters. The Democrats haven't even come close. They only have about 10% of what the Republicans yep. have picked up in Pennsylvania. And last time, Trump won by 44,000 votes in Pennsylvania. This time he's going to win by 100,000 votes. And the Biden folks are just dreaming that they can carry Pennsylvania. And that's the way it's looking more and more in different places. Like, Trump will probably pick up Minnesota. He's got a small chance of getting, believe it or not, New York and Oregon.
if he gets New York, I will fly to your home state and take you to dinner. You know, seriously. Well, listen, if de Blasio keeps ruining New York City the way he is, and Cuomo keeps defending, you know, his decisions, I think you're right. I think Trump could step up. He is a New Yorker, any way you cut it. Even though he's a transplant to Florida, he's still a New Yorker. So he got a, you know, again, I don't remember what he lost by, but it wasn't like a landslide. Number two is, when you look at what Trump is doing across this country, I mean, he's picking up the Hispanics vote. He's picking up the black vote. You're seeing this walk-away movement. You know, these aren't onesie-twosies. People are walking away in millions from the Dem Party.
By the way, do you remember months ago I told you that my forecast model said that Trump could take, or would take, 42% of the black vote?
Yep.
Well, guess what we heard in the last few days? We heard one of the major polling firms do a poll on black Americans, and they said 42% of black Americans are voting for Donald Trump. How's that for forecast?
Very good.
And that is one of the few polls, I believe, by the way, because it's the same as my forecast model.
Right. Well, I really believe that there are, unlike before, there are so many never-Trumpers that are now Trumpers. There are so many people, especially black and Hispanic, that are going, Trump, I can't vote for him, but they're going to vote for him. You know, I just, the people I talk with, that's what I'm seeing over and over and over again. And it's too bad. It really is. All right, yep. Quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're going to have to hold that thought. You know how it works. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us still on the other side of the break.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I mean it. Seriously. Just stay tuned. Stay involved. Listen. Take notes. You need to take notes. Really, seriously. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me just bring him on, because I enjoy having him on with us so much. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, as he does from time to time, to talk about what's going on in the news today. Caught my eye today with an article of his. Hey, doctor, tell people where they can get your books, where they can pick up your articles, how they can sign up for whatever it is you got going on, because yeah, sure. I love what you send out.
Well, I have 6 books right now on Amazon that are all in print and available in a hard copy or Kindle editions. Gerard Lomero on Amazon. But you can also buy them in bookstores, and you can go to my website and read a lot of articles for free, greatnewsforamerica.com, that's F-O-R, greatnewsforamerica.com, and it has a lot of articles there. I've got 225 web pages on my website, something like that. It's over 220. So there's lots to read for free, and if you want to get my books, they've got a lot of stuff that's not on the website that's really good, too. And maybe if you're a buff of presidential elections, you can go to my website, click on information, and look at some of the items there, and read the one that's 10 Laws for Winning Presidential Elections. So if you want to run for president, read my 10 laws. They work, and the people who win usually use them.
How and he looks stupid. I'm not running for president. I would never. I would try to talk anybody out of running for president.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, those I wrote them about 25 years ago, and they're still working. And some people who run for president actually use them.
You know.
So, and by the way, Hillary Clinton mentioned the wrote to somebody who sent her my laws, and she wrote back and said, "We don't need them."
So full of herself. You know, it's funny you say stuff like that, because when you sit and you actually do the work, like you did, obviously, and you look back and say, oh, my God, you know what? I called that back so-and-so. I saw this happening back so-and-so. And I remember, heck, we've been on the air now about 12 years, and I remember talking about how, look at what we're doing to our kids. Look at what you're raising. Look at what you're letting them get away with. This is not healthy. It's not good. And I got to tell you, that now you look back and I see it, and I say, holy, I can't believe that was that easy to see, but nobody was talking about it. Nobody was talking about it. Just crazy.
A lot of folks like you were, and you're the people who see what's happening. And a lot of talk radio hosts are the smartest people in the country because they know the news and they know what's truly happening, and they talk about it.
I gotta bring my wife in. Will you tell her that we're the
smartest
people?
Right.
All right. So,
Sammy, you have a smart husband.
So, you know, when you talk about the mental health issues, I'm telling you what, Nancy Pelosi came out today and said that all this peace talk or the peace ceremonies and what the president doing in the Middle East is nothing more than a distraction. Other Dems have come out and said this is not a big deal because most of what's in these agreements we already had with these people. And I'm thinking,
not true.
No, it is. It's not true. You're exactly right. And they can't, we've been saying, and you've been saying, they can't give this man credit for anything. This is
when he discovers the cure for cancer, if he tackles that issue, he would still be not liked by the Democrats. They don't like him in power because he's taking away their power, and he is draining the swamp as promised. But I'll tell you about the things in the Mideast. Let's talk about that and about the historic agreement that happened. There have been Democrats on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, for decades that have tried to get true peace in the Middle East. They have not been able to do it because there's a roadblock. It's called the Palestinians. And that may not go over well with some of our left-wing friends, but they're the ones who basically would not do a deal. You know, Clinton would give everything to the Palestinians if they would sign a peace accord back in his day. They turned them down. They would have gotten everything they were demanding because they didn't want an answer. They really didn't. They wanted to get rid of Israel and take their place. But they couldn't do that. That wasn't fair to the Israelis and the Jewish folks. So this was historic. It's historic. And by the way, it is not the same old stuff. Trump took a different tack. He took a different form of negotiation. He is the master of the art of the deal. And he basically eliminated the Palestinians from the negotiation. He went around them. And guess what? It worked. And more people are going to sign up with it, more countries, and we are going to have the first real peace in the Middle East we have ever had since the State of Israel was even started in 1948.
So
this is historic, it's phenomenal, and nobody else has come close to doing this.
Well, see, you know, what's really funny is you just said it a minute ago. You know, he's taking a different tack to doing it. Handling it a different way. What was really funny is that when President Oblamo decided to handle Cuba a different way, what did he say? He said, we've been doing this for 50 years. We've had the embargo. It doesn't help. It hasn't fixed anything. And everybody thought he was just such a genius. President Trump comes in and is like, he's not just talking about it. He's doing it, saying, you know, we've been doing it this way. It doesn't work. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to make the deal, so to speak. And, you know, again, to your point, they wouldn't give him credit for it. But let me put a little bit more of a spin on this for you. I kind of feel like they're tired of fighting. This region has been, heck, for decades, they've had nothing but fighting and fear. Your kids are dying in the streets. This is something they just had to go, look, let's stop. If it leaves the Palestinians out, they may become a nothing state, if you would, after a while. I don't know. You're better at that than I am. What do you think?
Well, I think eventually they're going to be part of the deal, but they're going to be one of the last ones to sign up because they have no choice. I think Trump has taken a different negotiating tactic that they have never dealt with before, and they don't know how to out-negotiate Trump in the art of the deal. I think he was too smart for them, and he's beaten them. And I think the Democrats don't feel good about it because they've been trying to say, you know, that Israelis are the wrong folks, they're doing the wrong thing. They just took, you know, they took the side of the Palestinians instead of the side of our allies, the Israelis.
Well, what's funny is Juan Williams today, I was driving down the road, I started laughing so hard I almost got in an accident. He said that this deal makes Israel, puts Israel in more danger. You know, because the Palestinians are going to get so mad, they're going to be so upset, it's just going to put more pressure on them. I'm thinking, you should be a smart guy. What happened to you? Right?
No, they're wrong.
Yeah.
They're just totally wrong. It's the opposite. It's going to put pressure on the Palestinians to join the club and get into the peace club rather than be isolated because of their extreme radical views. And I think it's going to run in the long run. I think Trump will be reelected. There is going to be real true peace in another 4 years in the Middle East like we've never seen before.
Yeah,
and I also predict Donald Trump will win the Nobel Peace Prize for finally getting true peace in the Middle East.
Well, wait a minute. If Obama won the Peace Prize before he did anything, right? I mean, there were more wars, more skirmishes, more deaths under Obama than under Trump. He may win the anti-peace prize or something. I don't know, because I don't know what they're calling it these days.
Well, I have a feeling if there were true justice, Obama would have it canceled and withdrawn his peace prize.
I agree.
Because he hadn't done anything. They sort of gave it to him on the idea that he's so smart. He's such a smart guy. But anybody who really knows what's going on realizes that he did a lousy job in foreign policy. And he came up with some of the worst deals imaginable, like the Iranian deal. That was ridiculous. To just basically give them the keys to nuclear weapons and the keys to ballistic missile technology when they want to turn around and shoot them at us. Good grief. Why would you ever do that? Not to mention dropping a whole cargo load of dollars on their tarmac in Tehran. That was ridiculous, too.
Well, and he even said he didn't have the right to do it. But I like that, you know, the Dems kept saying that, you know, our relationships in the Middle East, our relationships overseas are bad, it's terrible. What are you, out of your mind? They're the best they've ever been. And frankly, the Middle Eastern powers-to-be, if you would, they only respect strength. They only respect strong leaders. There was no respect for Obama back there. There was no respect for guys like Jimmy Carter or even Billy Bob Clinton, right?
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
And the Chinese, by the way, they're the ones who would love to see Biden get elected because they know they'd walk all over him.
Yes.
And they would clean up and we would be a second-rate fiddle to them because any deals Biden came up with, you know, his son and his family would be richer because they have done really well with him as vice president. But the country would be the great loser.
All right, Dr. Lomero, we got to go. We're up against the time. Tell people again where they can find you, where they can get your books.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com is my website. They can sign up for my newsletter by sending me an email, and my books are at Amazon.
Oh, and people, if you want information, go get the books. Wouldn't hurt you to read a little. Joe Messina, your host. It's all me the next hour. I'm just going to browbeat you with a whole bunch of real truths. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to The Real Side.